Track 10. Walk toward the ball fields on the path on the left side of the park. Exit the park onto Mulberry Street. Look at the buildings across the street. The tenements on this street have been here for 150 years. Many have been upgraded and renovated. In the mid-19th century, 2 out of 3 New York residents, nearly 500,000 people, lived in tiny apartments, in dwellings like these, with shared toilet facilities and water hydrants located in cramped backyards. Rising fears about unhealthful conditions led the city to pass a series of laws. By 1901, tenements had to have indoor toilets, running water, rooms with windows, and large air shafts or courtyards. Of course, despite laws, even today, buildings around the city continue to be overcrowded and badly maintained. You could take some photographs of these buildings and compare them to the Jacob Riis photos of the same buildings on the website. Turn right and walk along Mulberry Street until you reach 32 Mulberry Street near Moscow Street. Look carefully at the building. Here is a clear example of the clues you can find to the layers of immigrants who settled and worked here. Before Yellow, the Asian fusion karaoke-style restaurant was here, this was an Italian restaurant. Can you identify the earlier restaurant's name? Write it down. Continue along Mulberry Street and walk to the other side of Moscow Street. Funeral parlors dominate this part of Mulberry Street. If there is a funeral procession on the street, stop and watch, respectfully. You might see a small brass band, which the Chinese adopted from the Italians, playing a funeral march. Look at the building at 28 Mulberry Street, the Wawa Sang Funeral Corporation. This used to be an Italian-American bank. How can we tell? One clue is the elaborately decorated marble arch over the door. Some Southern Italians who came to America had been stonemasons and carvers in the old country and probably helped to carve this archway. Look for clues about the successive groups of immigrants on the next building to the right, 26 Mulberry Street. Here we see two cultures coming together, one on top of the other. This was an Italian funeral home before it became Chinese-owned. Look under the awning for the name of the earlier owner. Remember the name Bacigalupo? You saw it at the Most Precious Blood Church, either in the stained glass window, if you were able to enter, or on the wall of the church on Baxter Street. In your notebook, describe what you see in the arch above the awning over the door of the funeral home. What do you think the carved figures mean?